Twitter thread by Pekka Kalioniemi, posted at October 26, 2023. In today's Vatnik Soup, I'll introduce a German politician, Sarah Wagenknecht, at Swagenknecht. She's best known for her praise of Russia, fighting against the them on Russia, and for her attempts to stop the military aid to Ukraine during the Russo-Ukrainian War. Wagenknecht started her political career at a young age, and she eventually became a prominent member of the Party of Democratic Socialism during the early 90s. After the foundation of the far-left party Die Linke, she joined the party and became a leader of its Marxist-Leninist subfaction called the Communist Platform. Sara has been referred as the third most popular politician in Germany, but throughout her career, she has also been a controversial figure due to her populist takes on DDR, immigration and Russia. Even though she's been spending most of her political career in leftist parties, her political views and statements don't really fit this shoe. As a matter of fact, her statements on immigration, comments on Russia and even her economical views fit better to the far-right mindset. One could even say that with Wagenknecht we see the horseshoe theory in action. In Germany, there is even a term for this, Kerfront, crossfront. It originates from the Weimar politics referring to the cooperation between the far right and far left. When it comes to NATO and Russia, Sara has a clear stance. In 2017, she called for the dissolution of NATO. Throughout her career as a politician, she's called for closer relations with Russia, and in 1992 she published an essay praising Stalinist Russia. Before Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine, she argued that the US were trying to conjure up an invasion. Russia has in fact no interest in marching into Ukraine. During the same speech, she also stated that NATO has forced Moscow into a corner with their expansion. She still opposed the sanctions imposed on Russia, stating that the German government had launched an unprecedented economic war against our most important energy supplier. After the speech, she was applauded by members of the far-right party IFT. Back in February 2023, Wagenknecht, together with IFT, organized large rallies in many German cities. These protests called to end any military aid to Ukraine. Few months later, WAPO exposed that the Kremlin had been trying to create an anti-war coalition in Germany. And Russian officials had allegedly met with IFT members on the issue, suggesting that the rallies weren't as organic as they appeared. Unsurprisingly, similar protests like the Rage Against the War machine were organized in the United States. Few weeks before the rallies, Wagenknecht and Alice Schwarzer had collected signatures for Peace Manifesto, calling for negotiations between Russia and Ukraine and halting the arms deliveries to Ukraine. The manifesto has almost 900,000 signatures. According to her, weapon supplies to Ukraine are highly dangerous and they escalate the conflict. Mrs. Wagenknecht seems completely oblivious to the fact that Putin's Russia has been waging imperialistic war since the start of the Second Chechen War in 1999. In one interview, Sara claimed that the war isn't about Putin's nationalism, rather than about the neutrality of Ukraine. We should of course remember that Russia started the war already back in 2014 by annexing Crimea and fueling pro-Russia protests all around Ukraine. In October 2023, Wagenknecht announced her intention to start a new political far-left party. One survey put the new party at 12% nationally, a pretty significant number in German politics. As a populist pro-Kremlin party, it will probably also steal some votes from IFT. In July 2022, Sara's ex-husband Ralph T. Niemeyer founded a shadow government in Russia and addressed Putin directly about this. In February 2022, Niemeyer suggested that Sara should become the proselytizing Kanzlerin of Germany and called her incorruptible. To conclude, Sara has positioned herself as the Kremlin's friend since the beginning of her political career. She's always been supportive of Russo-German collaboration and Russian imperialism, and she's ready to throw Ukraine under the bus for cheap Russian energy. All soups. Support my work. Correction 1/16. Fighting against the them on Russia. Should say. Fighting against the Western sanctions set against Russia.